3.1 School Calendar.
You will hear a talk on American school year. Read the 10 statements on the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then, listen to the text. If you think the statement is correct, put a tick under T. If you think the statement is not correct, put a tick under F. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers.
The traditional American school year begins in late or early September. It ends in May or June, followed by a long summer vacation. The question arises, why American school children have such a long break? Because long ago, young people had to help their families harvest the summer crops. At least, this is what people today may think. The real reason has more to it than that. A recent report from an education policy center at Indiana University explored the historical roots of the traditional school calendar. In the early days of the United States, children were not required by law to attend school. School calendars depended on local needs. Students in rural areas went to school for no more than 6 months of the year, half in the summer, half in the winter. They worked on family farms during the other months. City schools were often open much longer, some for 11 months of the year. Parents were happy to have a place for their children to go while they were working. National leaders took a fresh look at schools after the Civil War in the 1860s. They saw a free public education as a way to help support a strong democracy and prepare workers for new industries. Immigration was increasing, and so was the student population. More and more people saw the need for a system of required education. But they had different ideas for the calendar. Many city schools wanted a shorter year and a longer summer break. Hot days would make it difficult to learn. A long summer break would also give teachers time for other jobs to add to their low pay. So, the traditional school calendar was a compromise, with roots that now go back about a century and a half. The average school year used to be 170 days. Times have not changed much. Today, the common average is 180 days.